ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பத்ரம் கர்ணேபி ஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர் யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும் சஸ்தனூபிஹி வேஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸோ வி ஆர் சீயிங் தி செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் முண்டக உபனிஷத். ஸோ இன் தி ஃபஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் வி வில் டேக் தி 9th ஸ்லோகா டுடே. லெட் அஸ் ரீட். அத சமுத்ரா கிரயஸ்ச சர்வே அஸ்மாத்யந்தந்தே சிந்தவ சர்வ ரூபாஹ அத்த சர்வாவோஷதயோரசேனூத்தைஸ்திஷ்டேஹந்தராத்மா. ஸோ அத்த மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் தட் லார்ட் ஆரிஜினேட்ஸ் ஆல் தி எசென்ஷியல் திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. வி ஆர் டாக்கிங் நவ் கிரியேஷன். சமுத்ராஹ ஓஷன்ஸ், கிரயஹ மௌண்டன்ஸ், சர்வே ஆல் ஆஃப் தம், சர்வரூபாஹ சிந்தவஹ ரிவர்ஸ். In general, with different types of waters, river Sindhu also is there. So, different types of waters, because sarva rupaha, for example, if you take a river like Tamraparani, supposed to be rich in copper. So, various things. So, atascha sarva, oshadayaha, rasascha, all types of plants with different nutrients, all Bhagavan has created for what? For our survival. So, what is survival technically according to Shastra? It is interesting. Survival means the sukshma shariram and stula shariram being together is survival. In English, you know, we have an expression, keeping the body and soul together. Soul here means sukshma shariram, not atma. So the sukshma shariram and stula shariram will be together as long as you nourish them, nourish the body with food. Once the food is withdrawn, the sukshma shariram says bye-bye and separates from the sthula shariram, that is called maranam. Therefore, the Upanishad says, yena. Yena means because of food alone, antaratma bhutaihi tishtate. Very carefully we should note, antaratma here means not the Sachinananda atma, it is sukshma shariram, bhutaihi. Bhutaihi means here first to sthula shariram. Both of them tishtate, together. As long as you give oshadihi, oshadihi means annam, food. Thus, everything up to food, Bhagavan creates. We can survive, we can make use of scriptures, we can go to Swargaloka, we can even go to Brahmaloka, we can even go to Moksha. If you are interested in Moksha, what you should do? That is the concluding mantra of this section. That is the bottom line mantra, most important mantra, 10th mantra. Let us read. Purusha yevedam vishvam karma tapo brahma paramritam ஏதத்யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் சோ வித்யா க்ரந்திம் விகிரதீஹ சோம்யா. அட்ரஸிங் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆஸ் சோம்யா அகெயின். ஃப்ரம் தி சிருஷ்டி பிரகரணம், திஸ் கிரியேஷன், த்ரீ இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மெசேஜஸ் வி ஹவ் டு எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட். அண்ட் தே ஆர் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் தி மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்த்ரா, திஸ் மந்த்ரா. திஸ் இஸ் அ சூத்ரபூத மந்த்ரா, வெரி இன் அ நட்ஷல். ஸோ வாட் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் மெசேஜ் வி ஹவ் டு டிரைவ்? இதம் விஸ்வம். இதம் விஸ்வம் மீன்ஸ் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் வாட்? கர்மா தபா ஆல் தட். ஸோ கர்மா மீன்ஸ் ஆல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் இன்க்ளூடிங் தி கர்ம பலம், அண்ட் தபா ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு ஆல் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ். ஸோ ஆல் தி பஞ்சபூதாஸ், தென் த 14 லோகாஸ், அனிமல்ஸ், பிளான்ட்ஸ், ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். ஸோ தி என்டையர் கிரியேஷன் விச் இஸ் எ ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் த லார்ட், வாட் இஸ் தே? வாட் ஆர் தே? இட் இஸ் புருஷா ஏவ. It is in fact the Lord alone. The so-called creation is Bhagavan only. In the first half, the Upanishad says, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is replaced by the word Purushaha here. And Jagat is replaced by the word Vishwam. So, Idam Vishwam Brahma Eva. This entire universe is nothing but Ishwara only. That is, really speaking, there is nothing like a creation other than Bhagavan. Creation is only a word, no such thing called creation. Therefore, creation is aneka, asara, anitya, asatyam. We have to remember this all the time. Brahman is Eka Sara Nitya Satyam. So creation is Aneka Asara Anitya Asatyam. So, the world does not have an existence of its own. Jagat Mithya Brahma Ishwaraha Eva Satyam. So all these things again, this is the important message, message number one. And what is that Brahman? Eka Sara Nitya Satyam. Eka Sara Nitya Satyam, that is that Brahman. And what is the second message? By knowing the Karana, the cause, the Ishwaraha, you have known everything. Eka Vijnanena, Eka Karana Vijnanena, Sarva Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. This we have seen earlier. Why? Karyam is nothing but Karanam only. That was the question. What the student asked earlier? Kasminnu Bhagavaha Vijnate Sarvam Idam Vijnatam Bhavati. What is that? That is the question that was asked. And what is the third message now? For transactions, use world of Anitya Nama Rupa. For all transactions. Agama Payinaha Anitya Nama Rupaha. For security, never depend upon Anitya Prapancha. Hold on to the changeless Karanam behind the changing world. That is called Moksha. So depending on world for security is samsara. So turn towards God for moksha. So etat yo veda, the one who knows. Veda means the one who knows this Karaneshwara. The Karaneshwara, that name and all is now very familiar to us now. I am going to use those words very liberally. So Karaneshwara, identify Ishwara. Ishwara means Brahma, infinite, para amritam, which is supremely immortal. Why it is supremely immortal? Even devas are considered to be immortal also. But devas' immortality is relatively longer life compared to ours. Whereas Ishwara's immortality is absolute immortality. So, para amritam. Atyantika amritatvam. Etat para amritam Brahma Veda. And where is that Ishwara present? Guhayam nihitam. Hidden in the cave, in the heart of all. Saha avidyagranthim. Vikaratiha saumya. The one who knows this, he removes the knot of ignorance. Granthi means knot, which is the cause of samsara. Life is what? Groping in darkness and is miserable. With spiritual knowledge, life becomes very bright. So the Upanishad uses the word granthi. Granthi means knot. It's not, what is that knot? It is knotty ignorance, which has been therefore anadikala pravrittaha. We have managed to live without knowing who we are for all these days, but also mistaking ourselves to be a mortal individual also. This hard body, that knot is destroyed by knowing this. He Soumya, that is called moksha. So the definition of moksha is what? Freedom from ignorance, a spiritual ignorance. Thus, it's a very important mantra. And the next section will give more details regarding the nature of Jivatma, I, which is a commentary actually on this mantra only that we will read. Chapter 2, Section 2. Now, we will enter in the second section. Both the first two mantras are supposed to be very equally important. Both the sections are very equally important. We get the full picture of the teaching only when we hold on to both the sections together. So when we enter in the second section, we have to keep in mind the essence of the first section. We should not forget. So now mantra 2 in the second, mantra 1 in the second section. Avisannihita guhacharam nama mahatpatam atraitat samarpitam yejat pranan nimishachayat yadetat janata sadasatvarenyam param vijnanat varishtam prajanam. So what is that Ishwara is the question. The great Jagat Karanam now obtaining in every individual, obtaining in my body also. And what is that Ishwara? Avihi. Avihi, we have so many meanings for this avi. Actually, there is a meaning also ghost, avi. We say niravi also steam. Here, Avi is the light principle. Shankaracharya comments it here as light principle, Prakasha Swarupam, the luminous principle, the light of consciousness, the self-revealing conscious principle. In Vedantic scriptures, consciousness is compared to light. And what is the definition of light? It's a very interesting definition. Light is that in whose presence things are known and in whose absence things are not experienced. So in Vedanta, all lights, like electric light is a common light, we know. Fire is light, sun is light, moon is light, stars are also called light. And every sense organ is a light. So Vedanta, it extends it further. Even though because of sun, moon and etc., I experience the world, they themselves are not experienced because of what? Because of mind. So mind is a greater light. Then the question is, the mind itself is known because of what principle? The mind itself has varieties of emotions coming and going. And all these are known because of something else which is lighting up the mind. And that is called the consciousness principle. I am conscious of my mental conditions. Raga, dvesha, krodha, kama, lobha, moha, all that. So mind is the most intimate object. So the mind itself is objectified, experienced by a changeless consciousness principle. So the mind change, the mind changes, but the consciousness changelessly reveals the changing thoughts in the mind. The changeless consciousness principle revealing the changing thoughts, that is called Avihi in this shloka. So in Vedanta, it is called the light of all lights and is the original consciousness. Or we can call it our Karaneshwara. And where is he? In you and in me, in all of us. So as the Chaitanya Tattvam Avi. So where is that light of consciousness available? And how close it is? Sannihitam, very intimately, which we cannot miss at all. Every experience is because of that consciousness alone. How can you miss it? In Keno Upanishad we saw, Pratibodha Viditam Matam Amritatvam Hivindate. Every experience reveals consciousness. When I, for example, pinch myself, what I feel is what? Presence of Lord. Our own body is the temple. Sannihitam, Guhacharam, Nama. It is available in the body, which is the temple. This also we will see actually later in the Mundaka, elaborately. So the most beautiful temple is our own body with Pancha Prakaras, Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, all of them. Each one is like a Prakaram. The heart is like the Garbhagraham. And according to scriptures, the residence of mind is the heart. Brain is only the working office. This also I mentioned in the previous lecture. During Jagradavastha, during Sushupti, mind withdraws from body and brain. It resides in the heart, the sanctum. In the mind, consciousness is constantly present, revealing what? The mental condition. Therefore, Sukha, Dukha, Raga, Dvesha, all are continuously illumined by consciousness, which is the deity in the Garbhagraham called the heart. So Garbhagraham is the heart. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Guhacharam. Guha means the Hridaya Guha, the cave of the heart, or the Antakarana Guha, we can say. So in that sanctum, in the form of Chaitanyam, Charam, Charam means present, Vartamanam. So, having turned our attention to the ever-available consciousness, we go back to the previous section now. So, this consciousness alone is Jagat Karana Ishwaraha. This is a Mahavakyam actually. Jagat Karana Ishwara is this consciousness only. Yetat Chaitanyam, Swayam Prakasha Chaitanyam Yeva Mahatpadam. Mahatpadam means Ishwaraha. Who is the Vishwa Adharaha? Padam means Adharam, support. So, the ultimate support. Therefore, Mahat means what? The vast or the infinite support. Shantakaram, Bhujagashayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. All these are all for what? Junior students. There is a milky ocean, there is a snake, in that the Lord is lying down. Once you have become a senior, a Vedantic student, we understand God differently. We understand Him as Adharam, as support. He is the Jagat Karana Ishwaraha. Gagana Sadrisham, he is all-pervading Akasha, like Akasha. Akasha is inert principle. Mahavishnu is the consciousness principle which is spread all over. In all the inert Namarupa, Bhagavan is available as what? As the existence principle. And in all the living beings, the same Mahavishnu Lord is available as the Chaitanyam, which is Mahatpadam. Mahatpadam means is Adharam. So the rest of the shloka is the description of that Ishvara based on the previous section again. So Atraitat Samarpitam. Entire world is based in this Chaitanya Rupa Karana Ishvara only. Atra. Atra means Chaitanya Rupa Karana Ishvara. In this Ishvara, the whole world is based. Even though world appears solid and tangible, on inquiry further, it will get reduced what? To so many elements, molecules, atoms, subatomics, and ultimately formless energy principle, energy field. Tangibility is only an illusion. It is formless Namarupa configuration that alone moving very, very fast. All are bombshells. Therefore, Namarupatmakam Prapancha is based on Ishvara, the conscious principle. That is why in Mandukya Karika, Gaudapadacharya, he says, consciousness is seeming motion, appears as matter. Consciousness in seeming motion. There's no motion. In apparent motion, appears as matter. Motion, we should put it in within inverted commas. So in reality, there is no matter at all. It is nothing but Namarupa only. Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad, Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam Trini Rupani Teva Satyam. We have read this earlier in other contexts. So, like, for example, ornament. Ornament is what? It's only a word. There is no such thing called ornament. Gold alone is. If you remove the L in gold, what happens? Only God remains. Same way, remove L from world, what happens? Only word remains. Therefore, God is the substance. World is a mere word. Therefore, Atra Yetat Samarpitam. Namarupa Prapancha is based on Ishvara only. And what is the nature of that Namarupa Prapancha? It consists of varieties of things and beings. A sample is given here. As in Vishnu Sahasranama, Antastam Yasya Vishvam Sura Nara Kaga Go Bogi Gandharva Daityaihi. All of them. So, Yejat means flying beings. Like birds, insects. So, Pakshyadi. All of them. Flying beings. And Pranat, all the breathing ones, like Manushyas and all places who are breathing. And Nimishat, Nimishat means living beings, all the Nimishat which have got, you know, eyelids, living beings, eyelids, which can close and open the eyelids, the blinking ones. And there are certain non-blinking ones also. For them, there is no eyelid. They can never close their eyes. In short, all varieties of living beings which you experience in the animal planet, all of them. In fact, Ishvara with different names and forms only, all these beings. Then Sat and Asat. Yet, Yetat Janata. We will see actually that portion of it later. So, Sat and Asat, the visible and invisible part of creation, the tangible and intangible. Shankaracharya says, Murta and Amurta. So, here itself, you have got, for example, a visible component. The body of all of us is a visible component. And there is an invisible component also, namely the mind. Therefore, mind is the sukshma prapancha, body is the sthula prapancha. So, all these sthula and sukshma, they are all Ishvara with Namarupa only. And which is varishtam. Varishtam means the greatest thing is the universe. So, that alone is ekam, saram, nityam, satyam. That is the only worthy thing in the entire creation, that Karaneshwara. So the Upanishad says, you are running after fleeting Namarupas, which do not have any worth at all. That is why we never get fulfilled. Self-adequacy never comes because we are after Namarupa Karma Prapancha. Karya Prapancha can never be an end in itself. Use it as a means to Karana Ishvara. Discovering this, there will be yastu atmarati revasyate atmatriptascha manavaha. We have seen this earlier. Only when you come to the karanam, who says this? Upanishad says, varenyam varishtam. That is the greatest goal. Varenyam, worth seeking. Varana yogyam, varaniyam. Varana means seeking. Virudhatu. So to seek. And varaniyam means worth seeking. That alone in Sanskrit becomes varenyam. So in the famous Gayatri Mantra also, Tat Savitur Varenyam. We are reminding in the early morning during Gayatri Japa,
we invoke Gayatri Devi or Narayana in the Surya Bimbam and reminding us, O Lord, you are my real goal. That is worth seeking. Even though I run after so many things, all are incidental. I have to remind myself every day. Otherwise, we get carried away in family life and all the other things. Therefore, what should you do? Yetetach Janata. May you know this God, the Karaneshwara, Yetat Janata. And to know, you need not have to go anywhere. Just turn the attention from the changing component of the body to the changeless. You have discovered God in you. Then the Upanishad says, this alone is the near real knowledge called Paravidya. Knowing any other is Aparavidya only. It will not liberate. Use it to come to Paravidya. Therefore, Param Vijnanat Prajnanam. Param Vijnanat Prajanam. Prajanam Vijnanam refers to the Aparavidya. All the other ordinary sciences, physics, chemistry, all of them, they are all known by ordinary people. Whether it is physics or chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, whatever. They are called Prajanam Vijnanam. It's Aparavidya. In English, you know, we call it material sciences perhaps. They will not liberate. This knowledge, liberating knowledge, that alone is the real knowledge. Use your material knowledge to understand this particular truth. Know God is the message. Mantra 2. Yadarchimat yadarunubhyaha anucham yasmin loka nihita lokinascha tadedaksharam brahma sa pranas taduang manaha tadedat satyam tadamritam tadvedhavyam somya viddhi. Same message only. It's a big important message presented in a slightly different language. So the essence is what? Turn your attention to the changeless consciousness. That is the first step. Then connect this to the previous section, the teaching of the previous section. Consciousness alone is ultimate truth behind the universe. Chaitanyam alone is Ishwaraha. This truth, which Shankaracharya has given in many of his prayers also, slokas. Actually, there is one beautiful shloka, Chidrupim Paradevata Bhagavati Sri Raja Rajeshwari. Here the description of Raja Rajeshwari is given in so many words, but there is one word which we generally miss. What is that? Chidrupi, Chit, Paradevata Bhagavati. Devi as a name and form is Satyam or Asatyam. It's a very disturbing news. As name and form, all the silk sari ornaments, they are all very beautiful on the Vigraha. They are all for a junior student. Devi is Nama and Rupa. But Shankaracharya gives a subtle point. Oh student, gradually you understand. Devi is not Nama Rupa. She is Chidrupi, the formless consciousness principle. Lalita Sahasranama, we mechanically chant. There are many names and there is one Chichakti. Satchidananda Rupini. Sat means existence. Chit means consciousness. So start with Bhagavan as Nama Rupa first. And then to Bhagavan as the consciousness principle. And that is what is said here. Yad Archimate. Archimate means luminous. With beams of light. Luminous a principle. Literally it is, you know, beams of light. Here the light of which is the of the consciousness, which is equivalent to this Avi. Avi of the previous mantra, if you remember Avi. So consciousness is Bhagavan. Yad anubhuyaha anucha. It is subtler than even an atom, anu. So invisible to organs of experience, it is subtle. The sense organs can experience shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them belonging to the world of namarupa. Karaneshwara by himself, I should not even say himself or herself. Karaneshwara by himself or herself does not have any one of these attributes. Therefore, one is subtler than the subtlest, Anu. Anu may be mistaken as a small thing. So, Karaneshwara is small like Anu. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, it is subtle like Anu, but not small like Anu. You know how the Acharyas, when they interpret, they want to eliminate all kinds of, you know, ambiguities. Subtle means not visible. It is like Anu. But it is Anuraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. We saw it in Katopanishad, also Mahanarayana Upanishad, Dharavidya, all of them. So Anu Cha. Cha refers to all pervading. So like Akasha. So up to this, Jivatma description is given. Now, Yasmin Chaitanye कारणेश्वरे लोकाः निहिताः. नौ द उपनिषद् इज इक्वेटिंग दिस जीवात्मा टू परमात्मा कारणेश्वर. यस्मिन् यस्मिन् मीन्स इन दैट कॉन्शियसनेस प्रिंसिपल अलोन लोकाः निहिताः. ऑल द 14 लोकास इन द फॉर्म ऑफ नाम रूपास आर बेस्ड. इट इज जगत आधारः अलोन सपोर्ट. दैट मीन्स व्हाट दिस बॉडी माइंड कॉम्प्लेक्स दैट हैज गॉट अ साइज बट द कॉन्शियसनेस इन द बॉडी डज नॉट हैव अ साइज. So we should remember the five features. You know, we need to connect all of them. All consciousness is in the body, but it is not limited by the boundaries of the body. Consciousness is not a part, product, all that thing. We should remember that. Then where is this consciousness? Antar bahischa tat sarvam vyapya narayana sthitaha. It is in and out also. But outside, you cannot experience consciousness as consciousness. Outside, you can experience consciousness as what? As existence principle. Yes, yes. Is every time when we say it is that all pervading formless space like consciousness only. Yasmin. Yasmin means tasmin chaitanye karaneshware lokaha nihitaha. All worlds are there. When we say the world is there in Ishvara, one should not think that there are two things. Just as waves are there in water, worlds are there in Ishvara, we should not think there are two things. That means what? Waves are in water, but don't exist separate from water. Because waves are nothing but Namarupa, not a separate substance. Same way, all the 14 lokas are in consciousness. The 14 lokas are like the waves in Chaitanyam. The 14 lokas are Namarupas only. They don't exist separate from Ishvara. So Ishvara and world are not there. Ishvara alone is appearing as the world. Therefore, lokaha, like the waves in water, nihitaha. Not only all the 14 lokas are namarupas in Ishvara, lokinascha, all the living beings also in the 14 lokas, including the body-mind. Body-mind also is not a thing. It is just a namarupa only, etched in consciousness alone. Tad etad aksharam brahma. Tad means that Karaneshwara is aksharam, the imperishable, nityam. Ekasara nitya satyam, that nityam. And sharam, sharam means nashaha, and akshara means nasharahitaha. That means it is eternal. And Brahma, not only eternal, all pervading also. Time-wise and space-wise limitlessness. And the Upanishad uses two pronouns here, tat and yetat. All are important words. That Karaneshwara, and the next pronoun, tat is that Karaneshwara, and the next pronoun is what? Yetat. This Ishvara. So that is always a pronoun for a remote object. By using etat, it is not remote anymore. So it is everywhere. It is even intimately available. All over your body, the sentiency that you experience, that consciousness is not a product, is not a part or property. That consciousness is the blessing Karaneshwara. Very, very intimate to us. Therefore, tat etat. That is very, very significant, both the pronouns. That Karaneshwara is in what all forms? In the form of everything. Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagate. When we say, we should not imagine Vishnu is sitting in some place. It means Vishnu, the Chaitanyam. We cannot say Vishnu, Sarvam Vishnumayam means Vishnu is sitting in every place. Vishnu, the Chaitanyam alone is appearing in all creation with different Namarupas. Actually, there is a bhajan in Hindi. Swamiji sings this. Har desh me tu, har vesh me tu, tera naam anek, tu ekhi ho. You are one. It's a beautiful, you know, Mahatmas have kept the great truth, even in simple bhajans. Tum ekhi ho. So, tadetat satyam. That alone is the reality. Therefore, the Upanishad says, pranas tadu vang manaha. So, sat pranaha. Pranaha, tad vak, tad manaha, all of them, that Ishvara only. The prana, vak, manaha, all of them. That is the body, the prana, vak, manaha, all of them. In short, everything is that Ishvara only. Tad yedat satyam. Then ekasara nitya satyam, tad yedat satyam, that alone is reality. And what is reality? Having existence of its own. These are all definitions. World does not have existence of its own. When you say world is, that isness does not belong to the world. When we see moonlight, for example, that light is in the moon but not of the moon. Vedanta does not change our experience. It wants to change only conclusions based on our experience. Vedanta doesn't change our experience. Based on moonlight experience, we conclude moonlight belongs to the moon. That conclusion is wrong. Similarly, world experience continues. When we say world is, that isness is in the world, but it does not belong to the world. Therefore, world is an appearance without an existence of its own. Just as, for example, dream world is an appearance without an existence of its own. The dream world belongs, it borrows existence from the observer of the dream world. Similarly, this world also borrows existence from Chaitanyam, the consciousness, the observer of the world. Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Mithya means what? Appearance. Tad Amritam. The same Karneshwara is Amritam, Nityam, eternal. And what is the aim of a seeker? In Jnana Yoga, that discovery, paying attention to this truth. So that is the goal of the seeker. So knowledge of the truth is the aim of spirituality. The truth is what? Chaitanyam. So the Karaneshwara, the Chaitanyam, is the aim of the spiritual seeker. And why should I do that? As long as you hold on to the Karya Prapancha, what will be the problem? Karya Prapancha is fleeting Namarupa. It is like a cardboard chair. This example we gave long ago. You will never get peace, security, happiness by holding on to this Karya Prapancha. Use the Karya Prapancha for transactions. But for peace and security and happiness, hold on to Karana Prapancha, Karaneshwara. Who says? Upanishad says. Tad Vedhavyam. That is your goal. Vedhavyam means the goal to be stuck. And what is the goal? Karaneshwara is your goal of life. Hey Somya, O student. Therefore, what do you do? Govindam bhaja. Do not drop your goal. So, samprate sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati. All other things don't give you security when we are in, for example, in the ICU and when nobody else is around. The only one thing that will give the sense of fulfillment will be only that Govinda, whom you sought and discovered where? In your own heart. Okay. So, tad vedhavyam, somyam. Never give excuses in life. Regretting later will not bring back life. How do we know what is the next janma? Nobody knows. Therefore, better do now. Viddhi. May you hit at that goal. Viddhi means strike or hit. Sloka 3. Danur grihi tvaupanishadam mahastram sharam hyupasa nishitam sandayita ayamya tadbhavagatena chetasa lakshyam tadevaksharam somya viddhi. So in mantras 3 and 4, the Upanishad compares the spiritual pursuit to an archery. So the jivatma is compared to an arrow. And the Karaneshwara Paramatma is the target. And the Omkara Pranava that represents Shastram or Jnana Yoga. And Shastra Vichara is the bow. Just as with the help of the bow, the arrow reaches the target. Similarly, with the help of Shastram and Shastra Vichara, Jnana Yoga, Jivatma reaches Paramatma. So in this example, we note a few things here. Where it is to be extended, where it is not to be extended, we should know. Between the arrow and target, both being finite in this example, there is a physical distance. And reaching the target involves physical travel. But in the case of Jivatma and Paramatma, Jivatma reaching Paramatma, no physical distance at all involved. Why? Paramatma is Eka and Saraha. Paramatma being the Sara of everything, it is all pervading, so there is no physical distance. Then, is there a time-wise distance? No, because Paramatma is here and now. Vedanta says the distance is what? It's a special distance. It is called ignorance distance. This third type of distance, we never note at all. This is focused in Vedanta only. And what is the daily life example, for example? When you have a key, it is hidden, for example, in your kerchief in the pocket. You think that you have left the key at home. Now, what is the target? Key is the target. What is the distance? It's not time or space-wise distance. It is what? It is sheer ignorance. The key is already in the pocket, but because of ignorance, you search for it all over. You are so tired and you are sweating. So what do? You want to wipe your face with your kerchief and take out the kerchief from the pocket. The key falls down with a sound. Therefore, the distance of ignorance is between the seeker and sought. And how to overcome that distance? Shankaracharya says, Ajnana Vyavahitaha. Knowing removes the distance between seeker and the sought. Knowing requires an instrument, which is Shastram. So, physics or chemistry deal with Karya Prapancha, and whereas when you deal with Shastram becomes the, then in this case, Shastram becomes the bow. That alone removes the distance of Ajnanam. Jnana Pradanena. So, now if you look at the mantra, Danur Grihitva Upanishadam Mahastram. In this archery example, the great weapon is Danur Mahastra. Danuhu. Danuhu is Upanishadam. Upanishadic teaching is the bow. Later, it is going to be represented as Omkara. In the next shloka, we will see then. So, Upanishadam means Omkaraha, Pranava. So, Omkara represents not mere Omkara, but the entire Upanishadic teaching, Upanishadic Vichara. Grihitva, may you take to Shastra Vichara, which is the bow. And what is the arrow? The arrow is Sharam, that is the Jivatma, the Sharam. So, may you fix to this, that inquiry, Jivatma Rupa Sharaha, so that arrow, that Jivatma will be said actually in the next mantra. So, the Sharaha, the arrow, which is in the form of Jivatma, here, the Sharaha, which is in the form of Jivatma now, Sandayita. Sandayita means may you connect to the Shastra Vichara. So, Saram Sandhaita. Every Jivatma should hit. What do you do? You know, for example, when you hit an object, so the Shastra Vichara, so the every Jivatma should engage the bow, that is the Shastra Vichara. And the Upanishad says, Sharavat Tanmayo Bhavet. Sharavat, like the arrow, as the arrow hits the target, you know, arrow can hit the sharp target, but it may fall down. It should not hit and fall down. What it should become? It should become Tanmaya. It should hit and stay there. These are two conditions. Arrow should be very straight, otherwise it will not travel properly. And it not only should be straight, it should be sharp also. Otherwise it won't stay in place. Similarly, the Jivatma arrow must have all the qualifications. What are the qualifications? In Gita, we saw Amanitva, Madambitva, Mahimsa, Akshanti, Arjavam. All those qualities it should have. It should be straightforward. And even though it is spirituality, morality is never away from spirituality. Morality keeps the Jivatma straight. Not only that, the tip must be sharp. That is, the mind must be focused. Intellect must be sharp. Because we have to think a lot, inquire a lot. For that, we have to practice Upasana. Karma Yoga is for straightening the arrow. Upasana is for sharpening the arrow. Then using the bow, the Upanishadic teaching, the Jivatma arrow, it will smoothly travel and hit the Paramatma. And not only that, it will stay there also. Tanmayaha Bhavati. So Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga are important. Jnana Yoga does the job. This is the imagery in this example. So Danur Grihitva Upanishadim Mahastram. The Upanishadic teaching represented by Omkara is the bow. That is why sannyasis, they use the Omkara mantra for Nididhyasana. Because when uttered, like for example, a flag represents a country, the Omkara represents the entire Upanishadic teaching. So, Sharam Sandaditha. That is another reading also. So, Sandayita is there, Sandaditha is also there, both are okay. Sandaditha is actually Vedic usage and is the correct grammatical usage also. Sanda means to fix, to connect. Jivatma must be connected to the teachings. So, Shravanam, consistent and systematic study of Vedantic scriptures for a length of time under the guidance of a competent Acharya. So, that is Sharasandhana. So, this is all, you know, we have to, these definitions are always constant. They are there all the time. So, then the Upanishad gives a warning. Before fixing the arrow, make sure that the arrow is straightened and sharpened. So, don't depend, don't stop your religious life. Religious life in our language is not mere puja. Karma Yoga plus Upasana Yoga is religious life. A religious student alone can benefit from Vedanta. One can never be spiritual without being religious. Religious means discipline. That is indicated here. Then, Upasa Rishitam. Upasana. It talks of Upasana Yoga, which includes Karma Yoga also. By that, Nishitam, straightened and sharpened the student, when the student is prepared, Guru's job is what? It becomes very simple. Otherwise, Guru has got a bad prarabdha to deal with such dull students. So, Sandadhita. Therefore, Ayamya, when the arrow has to be shot, what it has to be done? It has to be initially pulled backwards. Then only it will go forwards. Similarly, when you come to Vedanta, draw your mind to the class by bringing it away from Pancha Anatma. Withdraw the mind from the external world. Drop all ragadveshas. Mind must be vacant to be filled by the teaching. I am here. Convert an extrovert mind into a withdrawn mind. Antarmukha samaradhya, bahirmukha sudrullabha. In Lalita Sahasranamam, Antarmukha samaradhya, Lalita Devi, Karaneshwari. She can be understood only by students whose minds are not extrovert. Bahirmukha sudrullabha. One with a preoccupied mind can never grasp the teaching. It is shallow. I am ya. Withdrawing from the world. Tad bhava gatena. Tad means, again refers to Karaneshwara, Brahman, Aksharam. Bhava means mindset or the mental state that is directed towards Karaneshwara. Tad bhava gatena chetasa. With such mind fixed on Karaneshwara as me, the Chaitanyam, Lakshyam, Tadevaksharam, that Aksharam Brahma, Karaneshwara, the consciousness, which is the Lakshyam, which is the goal, the target, Vidhi, understand. As we said in Tattva Bodham, I am not the body, I am not the mind, sense organs, not the Panchakoshaha, I am the consciousness which is aware of all of them. And this I is nothing but Jagat Karanam Brahma. Hey Somya, Vidhi. In Sanskrit, Vidhi can be derived actually from two roots. One is Vidhi derived from Vyat. Vyat means, you know, Vidyati. It's a fourth conjugation. And Vidhi, pierce, to strike. So this meaning is taken when you take to archery. Arrow has to pierce. But in Vedanta, Vidhi, there is no question of piercing something. So Jivatma pierces, Paramatma does not happen. So in this context, it is derived from the root Vid. Vid means to know. Second conjugation. So first one is Vyat, to strike. Meaning number one, and in case of archery, and with to know is the second meaning, that is, I am the Paramatma. Shloka 4. Pranavo dhanuhu sharo hyatma brahmatal lakshya muchyate apramatena vedhavyam sharavatanmayo bhavet. We used many of these words in the previous shloka to explain the previous shloka, but it is continued here. So in the previous mantra, the Upanishad said, the bow is the Upanishadic weapon. But what was said there is said here, what was not said there, that is pranavo dhanuho. We said omkara is dhanu, but here it is said explicitly. That weapon is pranava. Navaha, pranavaha, in pranavaha, navaha. Navaha is a name. It is derived from the root nu. So the second conjugation, nu athe. So anena iti navaha. So it's etymology. So navaha is the name. That reveals an object. A name reveals an object. And pra means perfect. So, pranavaha means perfect name. For whom? For Bhagavan. Why? The entire Mandukya Upanishad gives the reason that we are going to do later. So, now only know this much. Om is the perfect name for Bhagavan. So, it is called pranava, representing the teaching, that is compared to dhanuhu, the bow. And the seeker is the arrow. Sharaha, atma. The arrow is jivatma, the individual, the student, the seeker. Who is sharpened and straightened by what? By Karma Yoga and Upasana Yoga. So for a long time, Krishna says, Aneka Janma Samsiddhaha, Sharaha Atma. Then Brahma Tat Lakshyam Uchyate, that Brahman, that Karaneshwara, that is the target. Iti Uchyate. Who is the archer? Here the Upanishad does not say. Upanishad takes the arrow itself as the archer. That is very interesting, because in Jnana Yoga, I am the archer also, I am the arrow also. Upanishad takes Jivatma himself as both archer and arrow. If you want it separate, maybe you can keep maybe the guru as the archer. Upanishad does not say so here. So, apramathena vedhavyam. A perfect archer is one who must be all the time focused. Apramathena. Pramatha means distraction. Preoccupied. Apramatha means opposite of that, means he is not preoccupied. This person is all focused. So, actually in the Mahabharata, how Dronacharya tested Arjuna? He asked, what do you see? And Arjuna said, I don't see anything except the target to be hit. Everyone else, they all said, I saw the tree, I saw the stump, I saw the fruit, all that. So focus, the concentration that is required. Vedavyam, you have to hit that Paramatma. That means what? Sharavat tanmayo bhavat. Do not be a blunt arrow to hit and fall there itself. Be a sharp arrow. Hit and stay there. Sharavat, like a sharp arrow. Tanmayaha bhavet. May you merge into that Brahman. That means what? Tanmayaha. So even during all worldly transactions also, that is what? Pashyan, Shrinvan, Sprishan, Jigran, in all these actions also, let all the vivaharas, let them all continue. But tanmayaha bhavet. Shloka 5. Yasmin dhyauhu prithivi chantariksham otam manaha sah pranaischa sarvaihi tame vaikam janata atmana manya vacho vimunchatam amritasya isha setuhu. Here the Upanishad clearly addresses the entire humanity. It says that this is the primary thing to be pursued. Never give any excuse. Allot time for the spirituality. Gradually increase the time. In Grahastha Ashrama, maybe 10%, 25%. But give materialistic pursuit, family duties, they are all important. But that can never be an excuse for not entering spirituality. Give some time for Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad study. Not only one should start, percentage time also should gradually increase. Because all are centered on what? Karya prapancha. Name, fame, money, possession, position, including body, near and dear, all of them will go. One which we hold on to what? We are hold on to all of them. They will all go away. Ayur nashyati pashyatam pratidinam yatikshayam yuvanam pratyayanti gata punarna divasaham kalo jagat bhakshakaha lakshmi stoya taranga banga chapala vidyuchalam jivitam. Vidyuchalam means like lightning, it will go away. Tasmatvam mam sharanagatam sharanada tvam raksha rakshadhuna. Shiva Shivarpana Shamapana Shiva 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 Parada Shamarpana Stotram Bayashankara. All are going to go away. All other pursuits may be required for transactions. But none of them can be primary. Only thing which is never to be lost is what? Karaneshwara. Therefore, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. Otherwise, Mudamate. Therefore, the Upanishad advises, Tamyeva ekam janata. May you spend lot of time in inquiring into that Karaneshwara. Ekam, ekam means ekasara nityasatyam. We have to remember this definition clearly. Karaneshwaram, which is Atmanam, the very Atma in you. May you remember. How much time should you give for that? Not only we should dedicate our life for this knowledge, it has to be in the mind throughout life. Especially as we grow old. I told the Sthayi Bhava. I said earlier, growing old is an inevitable part of life. Perhaps one can postpone maybe a few years by regularly going to gym and this and that. Maybe taking some tonic. But it can never be avoided. Old age, in old age, what do? Already I have told this earlier. In old age, we don't face the world. We face our own body, mind, which is the world for us at that time. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Anya Vacha Vimunchata. Anyaha means Anyaha Vachaha. All other branches of science you can use, but you cannot hold on to them. Three fears actually we can never avoid. What are the three fears? Fear of old age and disease, then fear of death, and three, fear of rebirth. For a Nastika, of course, the problem is not that rebirth. So, this threefold fear permanently attack us. And the only medicine is what? Paravidya. So, Anya Vacho Vimunchata. Aparavidya you can drop, but Paravidya you cannot. Why? Yesha Yeva Setuhu. This is the only bridge, Setu. which will take you out of the samsara called fear. Fear is the most powerful part of samsara. And amritam, immortality, beyond old age, disease, death and rebirth. So, amritasyeshaha setuho. So, amritasyesha setuho means bridge across the ocean of samsara. Therefore, karaneshwara jnanam repeatedly dwell upon that. How long? Until we can apply this knowledge whenever transactions become over-emotional in day-to-day life. Then, in the first line, it defines the paravidya. What is that? Yasmin dyauhu prithivi chantariksham otam. Yasmin refers to Karaneshwara. In this mantra, the entire universe is compared to a cloth, a vast piece of cloth. And a cloth is made up of what? Threads only. And when all the threads are woven in a particular pattern, that thread alone, that woven thread alone, appears as cloth. Bhagavan is like the thread. World is like the cloth. There is no cloth without thread. Cloth is useful, all right, but it is asara, anitya, and asatyam. And what is the saram behind the cloth? The woven thread alone. Therefore, votam. Votam means the karya prapancha is woven with the karanam thread. That is Iswara or Aksharam Brahman. And what does this cloth consist of? Dyauhu, prithivi, chantariksham. The loka trayam. So, dyauhu means the suvarloka, antariksham, buvarloka, prithivi, buloka. So, the entire universe. And not only the macro universe is woven, the micro universe of body-mind complex also. Manaha, mind, pranahi, the panja pranas, stula shariram, sushma shariram, stula prapancham, sushma prapancham, all of them. So both the micro and macro universes are nothing but a cloth woven with the thread called karanam brahma. So you have to use the cloth, all right. But remember, cloth does not have reality or existence of its own. It exists with borrowed existence. Borrowed from where? From the thread only. In this example, we have to note one thing actually clearly. Threads are many, cloth is only one. But in the case of Ishvara and the world, karanam is one and karyams are many. So that we have to interchange and understand. So because we cannot just take example as this. Karanam, the thread is one, the worlds are many. Tam ekam karanam eva janata. May you know that karaneshwara. So first you say Ishvara is beyond the world. Then what do you say? Ishvara is in the world. Then you say, Ishvara is in me. So beyond the world, in the world, in me. That is how we say. And what is the fourth and final, the toughest step? The in should be out. Ishvara is no more in me, but Ishvara is me. In the form of what? In the form of Chaitanyam. That is how the knowledge should come. I am the observer consciousness. So there are four stages. That is why he says, Atmanam janata. Atma, the self, may you know that karanam is myself, I. Aham Brahma Asmi. And why do we say it is compulsory, this knowledge? As long as I do not know I am karanam, I will be mistaking myself as karyam. So I will be mortal. Then I will have the threefold fears. As karyam, I can never get out of fear. Only as karanam, I say, I am immortal. That is why in the example of a wave in the ocean, as long as the wave thinks I am a wave, it will be mortal only. To claim immortality, the wave has to change its perspective. It should become wise enough to know, I am not a wave with water in me, I am the water with a temporary wave form. The form will come and go, but I, the water, am water, was water, I ever will be water. The wave should know. All the Namarupas will come and go, but I, the water, am Satyam. Therefore, journey from mortality to immortality is what? Shifting the meaning of the word I. It is not a physical journey from some Vaikuntha or some Kailasha. It is only shifting the meaning of the word I. So Shankaracharya says, in Anatma Sri Vigarhanam, that is a beautiful work. So Dhatur Lokaha Saditova Tatakhim, Vishnur Lokaha Vikshitova Tatakhim, Shambur Lokaha Shashitova Tatakhim, येन स्वात्मा नैव साक्षात् कृतोभूत. सो अनात्मश्री विग्रहण प्रकरण दर इज दिस वर्क ही हैज डन. सो लाइफ विल बिकम मीनिंगफुल नॉट बाय गोइंग लाइफ विल बिकम मीनिंगफुल व्हेन यू नो नॉट बाय गोइंग टू डिफरेंट लोकास. शंकराचार्य सेज येन स्वात्मा नैव साक्षात् कृतोभूत. Through self-realization, you shift the meaning of the word I from body-mind to come to Chaitanyam, the Sakshi. Unless you do that, life will be a continuous fear at various levels. First, the concern, we call it concern first, then we call it fear, and finally it becomes panicky also. And that is samsara. If this problem has to go, what you have to do? You have to come to this knowledge. Tam eva eka janata. Ekam. So, mantra 6. Ara iva rathanabho samhata yatra nadhyataha sa yeshontas charate bahudha jayamanaha omityevam dhyayata atmanam swastiva parayatamasa parastat. So, shift the focus from body mind to the Chaitanya Tattva. It's a message. So here the Upanishad helps us in shifting our attention from the variable changing body-mind complex to the non-variable Chaitanya Tattvam, which is Karaneshwara. So first turn the attention to the physical body. So from body, like different prakaras in the temple, we also have got several prakaras, annamaya kosha, pranamaya, manomaya kosha, pranamaya, all that thing. So you come to the heart, then it is considered to be the hub or the center of the individual. The Upanishad conveys by giving an example of a wheel. It takes a wheel. The wheel, what it has got a rim, which alone moves on the road and takes you across. So bigger the wheel, faster the journey and all. And the wheel is able to be strong only because it has several spokes. And the rim is connected to the hub in the middle. So if the hub is not there, the spokes will not be there. Without that, the rim cannot stay at all. So the wheel is connected with the center hub through the spoke. Similarly, the body is like a wheel, especially the peripheries of the body, and the spokes are compared to various nadis which are there all over the body. Through these nadis, the pranic energy is traveling. The life is a prana tattvam, and according to Shastra, it travels through the nadis. The nadis are supposed to be innumerable in number, supposed to be 72 crores or whatever it is, some big number. And the main nadis are supposed to be 100, then secondary nadis are 10,000 and all, and then tertiary nadis, all kinds of things. So the prana, the life, is traveling through these nadis. And all nadis are connected to the hridayam only. Thus the body is the wheel, nadis are the spokes, heart is the hub. In the heart hub, the mind principle, the antakarana tattvam, is located. Brain is only one of the offices of the mind. That is why during Jagrat Avastha, the mind pervades all over the body, including the brain. During Sushupti Avastha, this we have seen earlier, during Sushupti Avastha, the mind is withdrawn from all over the body. It is supposed to reside in the heart, the house, the Golakam. Mind is the main indriyam. Now, the Upanishad says, first go to the body, then from body to the nadi, and from nadi to hridayam, and from hridayam to mind. In the mind is the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the consciousness principle. So this consciousness alone is the mind. Is in the mind, continuously born and gone in the form of several experiences. So turn your attention to the continuous experience happening throughout the day. In fact, what we are experiencing outside is nothing but our experience in the mind only. Now if you look at the mantra, Araha. Araha means the spokes. Just as the spokes of a wheel are ratanabho samhataha, fixed on the hub of the wheel, ratanabho, the hub of the wheel, this is the example part. Similarly, yatra, yatra means in the hridayam, which is the hub of the individual, nadyaha samhataha. The crisscrossing nadis of the body are connected to the heart. So come to the heart and come to the mind in the heart. Then in the mind, sayeshaha, the consciousness principle is bahudha jayamanaha, continuously rises and falls. In what form? Antacharate, in the mind in the form of varieties of sensory experiences. We have to supply the word anubhava rupena, vivitaha anubhava rupena jayate. It appears and disappears. And how consciousness is rising and falling. Consciousness by itself can never become an experience. But only when the mind and world come into contact through the sense organs, the windows like the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue and all that, and five types of sense objects, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them. And at the time of contact, varieties of thoughts, they arise in the mind. Each thought is called a vritti. These terms are familiar to us, which are continuously rising and falling. But the vrittis by themselves cannot become an experience. So also, consciousness by itself cannot become experience. Only when the consciousness and the thoughts come together, they become an experience. Therefore, thought is converted into experience because of what? Chaitanya Sambandha, association with Chaitanyam. But our problem is what? We focus on the thought part, we never focus on the consciousness. Like what? When I look at all the objects in this room, I see all the different objects, but along with the objects, there is the illumining light. The prakasham is there, but we never focus on the light because light does not have change or variety. Where variety and change is not there, that will not be noticed. Similarly, all thoughts in the mind are illumined by the consciousness principle. The light of consciousness, avi, of the previous section. So, turn your attention to the light of consciousness, Karaneshwara, Brahman, Jagatkaranam, whatever we want to call. So, turning our attention initially with the help of Shastram, that is called Shravanam. So, with the help of a guru, I learned to turn my attention from changing thoughts to the changeless consciousness. Thereafter, remembering that conscious, changeless consciousness later is through what? Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Therefore, may you practice Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Om Ityevam Dhyayata Atmanam. May you turn your attention to Atma and practice Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasanam. Dhyayata. Dhyayata means Nididhyasanam, meditation. In meditation, you can use any mantra. But here the Upanishad recommends Omkara, Pranava as a support to remind us. You associate consciousness with Omkara because mind works through the law of association. They say that, you know, suppose a bell rings and you eat food. Normally, you know, to announce food is ready, they ring a bell. This goes on day and day. So the bell rings, you eat food, bell rings, you eat food. And after some time, when the bell rings, one thought will be what? Food. Not only that, the tongue also, even though there may be nothing around, will be expecting food. Mere bell ring is enough for saliva to come in the tongue. So this is called, actually, that's a Pavlovian response. They say, you know, Ivan Pavlov's theory of respondent conditioning, some theory. So the mind has the capacity to function based on the law of association. Train your mind to connect Omkara with Chaitanya. So, the entire Mandukya Upanishad is this only, A, U, Ma and silence, Om. So, once you practice that, after some time, when you have a problem in family, work, whatever it is, you go to your room and say Om. The moment you say Om, the mind associates it with Ekasara Nitya Chaitanyam, Satyam. Mere Omkara will not work, we have to load the Omkara with this capacity by our sadhana. So Krishna says, Yasmin stito na dukkhena gurunapi vichalyate. So 6th chapter. So even the worst tragedy in life, one will be able to handle seeing all the events in life as aneka, asara, anitya, asatyam. It is terrible news initially. But later one can understand that different people have different karma and different ragadveshas. It may be my son, all right. I only sent him to Stanford, for example, working in some big company. All those things, I enjoyed that news. Now, that is all part of life. So, matra asparshartha kaunteyam, shitoshna sukha dukkadha. He was working with a girl, perhaps, and because of law of karma, dhyayato vishayan pumsaha, sangas teshu pajayate. The boy and girl meeting, generally, you know, is what? That is the news. Sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodha vijayate. So either krodha for him or for the parents. Kamat krodha vijayate. Life means what? Aneka, asara, anitya, asatyam. You can put it in perspective only when you come to karanam. Karanam is chaitanyam. Associate that chaitanya with pranava, omkara, and practice meditation. Om should put everything in perspective. Perspective means what? Emotional content is within allowed range. You can scold son or daughter, whatever perhaps, but it should be within allowed range. Never exceed it. That's what Upanishad says. Omityevam, with the help of Omkara mantra, Dhyayata Atmanam. And the Upanishad understands this journey is a long journey. So it will take a lot of time. To shift from the family life itself is difficult. From family to the body, to the mind, to the Chaitanyam, shifting is not that easy at all. Not only we require our effort, we need lot of grace also, blessing. Therefore, both Prayatna, our effort, and Prasada, Ishwara Prasada, Shastra Prasada, Guru Prasada, they are all required. So, the Upanishad blesses all of us. Swasti Vaha, born voyage. What voyage? Spiritual journey. May your spiritual journey be successful. Not at the fag end of life. Let it become successful at the earliest, Swasti Vaha. And Paraya, for reaching the other shore of Samsara Sagara. And what is the Samsara? Tamasaparastad, which is nothing but an ocean of ignorance, tamas. Because the distance between me and my goal, it is not time-wise or spatial distance, as we said earlier. The distance between me and Karaneshwara is sheer ignorance only. This is the ignorance distance. Therefore, samsara is defined as ajnana sagara. Tamasaha parastat, for reaching the shore, the Upanishad wishes us well. Swasti vaha. Mantra 7. Yas sarvajna sarvavitam, yasyaisha mahima bhuvi, divye brahmapure hesha, yomyatma pratishtitaha. So, to drive home this message, that is, Ishwara is not away from you, Ishwara is in you, your very body is a temple, your heart is the sanctum, the garbhagraham, and the chaitanyam is Ishwara. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna repeatedly says, Ahamatma gudakesha sarva bhuta shayastitaha. So he always, as he has been telling it in the Vibhudiya. So that idea is given here first. It talks about the glory of Karaneshwara. Yes, sarvajnaha sarvavite. We begin with that Ishwara. After that, we will say here, akkada unde pandurangadu, ikkada unnadu, as we said earlier. So that Ishwara first, and then akkada there, and then same here also. Therefore, that Ishwara, whom we think is beyond the cosmos, is sarvajnaha, sarvavite. He is omniscient from the standpoint of what? Paravidya and aparavidya also. Para apara vidya drishtya Ishwaraha is omniscient. Not only he is omniscient, is yasyaisha mahima bhuvi. That Ishwara, that creator's glory alone, we experience all over. Every PhD, for example, reveals the glory of one part of creation. That you have to study so much to understand. So much knowledge is hidden within a small cell, which becomes a branch of science, cell biology, big science, and which has scope for countless PhDs. So much knowledge, harmony, laws. Each PhD reveals the visible, the invisible glory of Ishwara to be extracted by research. Visible glory we experience in the form of the sunrise, the rains, the seasons. And at close quarters, that we have got a hand with fingers. It's a glory. Without finger, then we will know what glory is. So, his visible and invisible glory, which was enumerated actually in the Vibhuti Yoga 10th chapter of the Gita. So, the glory of the Lord. So, yasyaisham mahima bhuvi. That wonderful Ishwara, where is he? Divye deshaham brahmapure. In this body, given the title Brahmapuram, Brahmapure. And what a beautiful title, Brahma, Karaneshwara, Puram means the residence, the abode. So now do not look upon the body as a dirty body, but it is Divyam, so Divye Deshaha. So it is Divyam. In this divine body, which is the temple of God, there is the heart that we supply, and Hrud Deshe, in the Hrudayam, Vyomani. Vyomani means there is this inner space with the heart. And Atma Pratishtitaha. There the Atma has been done Pratishta. Now don't think Pratishta, Kumbhabhishekam and all is over. So before doing any puja, one has to do Atma Puja. Atmane Namaha, Antaratmane Namaha, Paramatmane Namaha. So God is in me always. So I do puja to that God. For the sake of puja, temporarily I invoke the Lord in a murti. Why do I invoke on a murti? Because I want to do Abhishekam and all with milk, honey and all. We cannot do Abhishekam for Amishtras with all of them. So therefore, for the sake of Abhishekam, we invoke the Lord outside. So do the Abhishekam, do the puja, and thereafter, Yathasthanam Pratishthapayami. Remember, God is in me. Therefore, I need not be afraid. Let anything happen, God is in me. As a bhakta, I can draw strength from the Lord. Who is in me? This is the third stage. And in the fourth stage, we have to throw out the in and shave is, right? Like God is in me should go away, God is me should come. That will come later. Mantra 8. Manomaya prana sharirate shariranetam pratishtitone hridayam sannidhayam tadvijnanena paripashyanti dhiraha Ananda Rupam Amritam Yad Vibhati. Almost the same idea, continued here, pointed out. Heart is the sanctum. Bhagavan in the form of Chaitanyam is installed in everyone. So here Atma is given two titles, Manomaya and Prana Sharira Netha. Manomaya means soaked in the mind. Consciousness is soaked in the mind because it pervades the entire mind and it pervades every thought. Because of the soaking of consciousness alone, mind appears to be sentient. Remember, mind by itself is made up of subtler matter only. If the material mind is appearing sentient, it is not because of the intrinsic sentiency, but because of what? The mind is soaked in the syrup of consciousness. Exactly like what? For example, if you take a rasagulla example. When you eat, it is very sweet. Now the sweetness of rasagulla comes from where? If you really take the solid material, does not have any sweetness at all. If you are enjoying it is because of the interpenetrating syrup. Similarly, mind does not have any sentiency. This consciousness is pervading. So the mind becomes sentient. So Atma is given the title Manomayaha. You have to be careful. Do not take it as Manomaya Kosha. Manomaya is the name of Chaitanyam here, which is soaked in the mind and thoughts. And what does this consciousness do? Prana Sharira Netha. This consciousness alone enlivens the mind and makes it sentient. Enlivened by the consciousness alone, the mind or Sukshma Shariram lives in the physical body for some time. And at death, mind, prana and sense organs, they leave the body, making it a dead body. Now what gives the power to the Sukshma Shariram to leave the body? That power is given again by Atma only. Thus, Atma blesses the Sukshma Shariram, gives it the life, and through the Sukshma Shariram, Atma alone blesses the physical body also. So, all activity of Sukshma Shariram and Stula Shariram are because of Atma. That they are together is also because of Atma. At the time of death, their separation also is because of Atma only. Therefore, Atma is called Prana Sharira Netha. Prana Sharira means Sukshma Shariram. Netha means the one who separates the Sukshma Shariram. So, Vyoga Karta, Netha. So, life is also because of Atma. Death is also because of Atma only. And such an Atma, Prana Sharira Netha, is installed where? Anne, Annam. Annam means Annamaya Kosha in the Stula Shariram. Hridayam Sannidhaya. After installing the Hridayam in the middle of the body, and in the Hridayam, the mind is installed, mind is Sukshma Shariram, and in the mind, Atma is installed. As what? The Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness. We are using the word install. Remember, it is not a Pratishtha ceremony at a particular time. It is always installed. For understanding, the Upanishad uses the word Pratishtha. Installed. Available in the heart as the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Then Dhiraha, the discriminative people, intelligent people, who can separate, for example, the rasagulla and the syrup, who can separate the body-mind complex and the chaitanyam, which has to be done intellectually. Because consciousness cannot be physically separated from the body-mind complex. the sentiency, the consciousness is in the body, but it is not of the body at all. Understanding this requires a very, very subtle intellect. The sentiency is in the body, is not of the body. Therefore, Upanishad says, dhiraha, that means sukshma buddhayaha, one of sharp intellect, they can separate consciousness and matter. Science has not yet succeeded in separating consciousness from matter. Even now, science thinks consciousness is a product of matter. They have not understood consciousness as Vedanta does. Vedanta alone has separated it, consciousness from matter. Not only we have to separate, we have to understand that consciousness is God, that is Bhagavan. Tad vijnanena paripashyanti dhiraha. Dhiraha vijnanena, chaitanya vijnanena paramatmanam pashyanti. And where do they see the chaitanyam? Not only in their body, they see the chaitanyam in everybody. If anybody is alive, it is because of the presence of God. That is why in our culture, greeting is always in the form of namaskaraha to the other person, without questioning his character. Why? Whether his character is good or not, Bhagavan is there behind. Therefore, always namaste. Not to body or mind, but to the chaitanyam, which is all-pervading. By not shaking the hand, we do namaste, not by shaking the hand, as Dayananda Swami says, you know, you keep your bugs and bacteria to yourself, let me keep mine to myself, let us have a safe greeting, namaste. For all evils in humans, what is the source? Vedanta says it is ignorance. So in Vedanta, there is only one evil, and that is ajnanam. Ajnanam alone expresses itself as raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsaryas. So remove ignorance. There is only shuddham brahma. Dhiraha, they see Bhagavan everywhere. And what type of Bhagavan he is? Ananda rupam. Not only Bhagavan is chaitanyam, Bhagavan is ananda also. That means what? You have to apply the same principle of a pervasive light. For example, in the light example, light and hand example I have given many times. According to Vedanta, happiness is not there in any object, in the outside world nor in the body. Many people say happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is in the mind. Vedanta says happiness is not a part, product or property of the mind. It is in an independent principle pervading the mind and makes it happy. It is not limited by the boundaries of the mind. It continues to exist even after the mind dissolves and is identical with consciousness, that ananda, Sachidananda, that ananda. In Vedanta, Chaitanyam and ananda are synonymous. Therefore, ananda rupam brahma. That is why we say Sachidananda atma, ananda rupa atma. Amritam yad vibhati, nityam yad vibhati, that ishvara dhiraha desi everywhere. Shloka 9 and 10. Bidhyate hridaya granthihi chidhyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam tachubham jyotisham jyotihi tadyadatma vidho viduhum. So the ninth shloka, bidhyate, that shloka, it talks about the benefit of this knowledge. That we will skip for the time being, because the next few shlokas, they talk about knowledge. So first let us finish the jnana, knowledge, and then we will come to the jnana phala. So we will see the 10th shloka first, which talks about the fourth stage of Ishvara jnanam. Until now, we were in the third stage, that is, God is in me. What do we mean by me? We are taking the body-mind complex as ourselves. And since I am the body-mind complex, in my body-mind complex, Bhagavan is there in the form of Chaitanyam. But now in the fourth stage, Vedanta says, you have to practice shifting the I from body to Chaitanyam itself. I am a mixture of body and Chaitanyam. In this mixture, should I claim the body part as myself or the Chaitanyam part as myself? Now, body part we claim as I now. Vedanta says, do not claim the body part, but claim the Chaitanyam part as I. And what is the simple logic? Look at the language itself. If you look at the language, the word I am using throughout my life without any change. I, all the time. Aham, aham, aham. If the word I is not changing in the individual, should it correspond to his changing part or non-changing part? Non-changing part only. So what is the non-changing part? Consciousness. So Vedanta has, why use the changeless I for changing body? Learn to use the changeless I for the changeless consciousness. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha ajo nityaha shashvatoham puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Gita 2nd chapter. So even when the body is destroyed, consciousness is not. Therefore we require a new training now. I am not the body with consciousness, I am the consciousness with an incidental body. This meditation is called Tvampada Lakshyartha Dhyanam. This dhyanam, when you do alone, Mahavakyam will become meaningful. Tattvamasi will become meaningful. What is the most important Vedantic meditation? I am not the body, I am not the mortal body with immortal consciousness. On the other hand, I am the immortal consciousness with a mortal body. Growing, graying, going, all of them. Remember this. Body will go away. When the body goes away, I will not transact through this body. Even when I do not transact, I continue to exist. When I can claim I am as the immortal Chaitanyam. I can say I am Ishwaraha, the Jagat Karanam. I can claim Ishwara is no more in me. Ishwara is me. That's what is said here. That's the important fourth stage. Hiranmaye pare koshe. Pare koshe means in the buddhi. Called Vijnanamaya kosha. Hiranmayam. Hiranmayam means shining like the gold because of Chaitanyam. So Chaitanya prakasha yukte and pare koshe. Param means the sacred or supreme consciousness. Because consciousness is there, Vijnanamaya kosha is considered supreme, sacred. The walls of the temple, they become sacred, not because of the walls themselves, but because of Ishwara's presence. The stone also becomes sacred. Similarly, because of Chaitanyam, the mind also becomes sacred. Therefore, it is called Parakoshaha, Divya Koshaha. In the mind, Virajam Nishkalam Brahma Asmi. Virajam means Shuddham. Shuddham Chaitanyam does not have any impurity. Whatever impurity we talk about, they belong to either the body or the mind. Shift the eye from the body-mind complex to Chaitanyam, then without any reservation, we can claim, I am ever pure. Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. And Nishkalam, Nishkalam means divisionless. Like space, consciousness also is divisionless. That Brahman. So Karaneshwara is present in the mind. And what is the nature of Brahman? Shubhram, free from samsara, avidyadi sarva dosha rahitam, swayam prakasham. That is Shubhram, pure. Actually, it has got two meanings. There are certain things which are pure, but which may become impure. Like, for example, our clothes, our body. After snanam, washing the clothes, both of them are pure. But in due course, after a few hours, both of them will become impure. So, the anatma can have temporary purity, but atma can never become impure. That cannot be contaminated at all. Therefore, it is called Shubhram. Jyotisham jyotihi tad. So it is the light of all lights. Jyoti means light. Jyotisham of all lights. It is a technical word actually, which the Upanishad explains in the next mantra. We will see at that time. But here, it is just worth knowing the difference. In Vedanta, light is that principle in whose presence things can be experienced and in whose absence things cannot be experienced. We gave the definition earlier, today itself. So Vedanta extends this concept to other fields also. Based on this principle, the eyes also can be called light. Not only the sun is light, our eyes are also light. Every sense organ is a light. But the eyes are light only in the field of, for example, what? In the field of forms and colors, but not in the field of sound. With respect to sound, ears are the light. So how many lights are there? Sun is a light. The next mantra it says moon, stars, tube light, fire, eye, ears, sense organs. They are all light because they all contribute to our experience. So experience, they are all possible only in their presence. And in the absence of mind light, even if sense organs are there, you cannot experience if the mind is absent. So according to Vedanta, a greater light is the mind. Then finally, Vedanta says, mind also is a light because it is a sentient mind. The sentiency of the mind does not belong to it. It is given by Atma. Thus, Atma is the final light in the presence of which mind also can function. Therefore, Atma is the ultimate light. That means transactions require light. Light requires sentiency. Sentiency requires consciousness. Consciousness requires Atma. So, the Upanishad gives a special title for Atma, Jyotisham Jyotihi. A light in the presence of which alone, all other lights can be called the lights. Thus, all the lights of the world, including sense organs and mind, they are able to function as light because of Atma alone. Jyotisham Jyotihi. Now, an interesting question can come. What illumines darkness? It's not given here, but it's a good thing to know. This word alone, Lord Krishna borrows in Bhagavad Gita. That is why in the Gita, we see, you know, Sarvopanishado Gavo Dokta Gopala Nandanaha, the Dhyana Shloka. Krishna can never, you know, he has never invented any new concept in the Gita. Every concept in the Gita is a copyright from the Upanishad only. So the word Jyotisham Jyotihi is very significant. Krishna uses it in the 13th chapter. Jyotishamapi Tajyotihi Tamasa Paramuchyate. In the 13th chapter, that Krishna adds another beautiful note. In this mantra, it is not said here, but a very profound concept. The sunlight can illumine everything, but in the night there is darkness. So you experience darkness because of whose light? You cannot say sunlight. Not because of your eyes also. That is why darkness is called Andhakaraha. Andhakara means what? Andam karoti iti andhakaraha. Darkness is the one which blinds the eye. So in darkness, eyes are blind. So what experiences darkness is a very big discussion in Vedanta. You know what it is? Consciousness alone illumines darkness. Eye, body, mind, etc. They are all only mediums. It is the consciousness which illumines the darkness. I am conscious of darkness. Not only the external darkness, in the mind also. When you have internal darkness, called blankness of the mind. That blankness of the mind also is illumined by what? By consciousness alone. So, this consciousness is unique light which illumines external and internal darkness. And anyway, Krishna says, tapasaha param uchyate. This jyotisham jyotihi. So, atma vidho viduhu. All wise people, atma vidho. Atmavidaha. All wise people who know Atma, they will know the Brahman. Atmavidaha. Those who have got self-knowledge. They have got the knowledge of God. Mantra 11. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi tame bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. It's a very famous mantra. Most, you know, used in Arati, in all traditional temples. So this mantra is the explanation of the word Jyotisham Jyotihi of the 10th mantra. And what is the essence of this mantra? Atma is the ultimate light because it is the illuminator of everything. And it is never illumined by anything. So it is ever the illuminator, never illumined. Ever the experiencer, never the experienced. Ever the knower, never the known. Because the words, illumination and knowing, they are all synonymous actually. That Atma can never be known or illumined by anything. That is said in the first two lines. Suryaha tatra na bhate. Tatra means the Atma, the Chaitanyam. Tatra is actually the seventh case, converted into second actually. Suryaha Chaitanyam na bhati. Bhati, that must be considered to actually Bhasayati. Causal actually. So being a very important mantra, this mantra is taken for analysis in actually Brahma Sutra. So Anukradehe Tasya Cha, that is a sutra. The sun god or Surya illumines everything. But even Surya can never illumine the consciousness. Why? The sun itself is known because of Chaitanyam only. I am conscious of the sun. I prove the existence of sun. Sun does not prove the existence of me, the consciousness. Therefore, I illumine the sun. Sun does not illumine me, the consciousness. Therefore, Suryaha tatra chaitanyam na bhasayati. And what about Chandra and Tarakam, the moon stars? When sun itself cannot, what to talk about Chandra and Taraka? So, nema vidyutaha, flashes of lightning. Vidyut means lightning. It's bahuvachanam, vidyutaha bahuvachanam, vidyut, so ekavachanam, so takaranta strilingaha, vidyut shabdaha, so prathama vibhakti here, so imaha imaha is adjective to vidyutaha. Imaha vidyutaha api chaitanyam na vasayanti. They also do not, lightning also cannot illumine the consciousness. If all of them cannot illumine, in spite of being so powerful, what to talk of the local light during arati, the camphor flame? Therefore, O Lord, I am a fool. We admit that is what we are declaring. How? By doing what? By slapping our cheeks when we see arati repeatedly. That is, what is my apradham? I am trying to illuminate what can never be illumined. On the other hand, that is the illuminator of everything. It is like showing a torch to reveal Surya Bhagavan. How meaningless it will be. Therefore, kutoyam agnihi. So, five illuminaries are enumerated here. Surya, Chandra, Taraka, Vidyut and Agni. Taraka means stars. So, they are all upalakshanam only. Every other light or revealing principle, they are all with small L, light. Whereas, you know, Atma is the only light with capital L. It is the light of all lights. Therefore, tameva bhantam. When this self-luminous consciousness is present as what? I am. Not the body or mind, but the self-revealing chaitanyam. That is the original light. Thus, I alone, directly or indirectly, reveal everything. I reveal the mind directly. I reveal the world indirectly through the sense organs. It's a very, very profound mantra. Especially the third and fourth lines. Tameva bhantam, in the presence of the self-revealing, self-luminous consciousness alone, by my mere presence, I reveal all these. Anubhati sarvam, all of them are revealed with the borrowed light of mind. And tasya bhasa, because of my light alone, idam sarvam vibhati. The entire creation, the world is known because I am. It's a very powerful statement. Normally, what do we say? I am because the world is. But then who is dependent? No, we will be dependent. World is a support, I will be dependent. This is what is samsara. And what is moksha? Only a slight change. The world is because I am. When we say this, we will get a doubt actually. You know, I will take a couple of minutes to finish this sloka. So, is it not too much? Are you kidding? People might ask, you know, what is the Vedantic answer? They quote an example. When you are in dream and experiencing a vast universe in the dream world, and the dream guru in dream, he says, this vast universe is because of you. What will we ask the dream guru? Are you kidding? What will the guru will do? He will shake us up from deep sleep and say, get up. Uttishtata, jagrata, prapyavarani bodhata, Kathopanishad. From dreamer I, wake up to my higher nature of waker I. Then I will not use the word kidding anymore. What the Guru said is only fact. Mayyeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayyeva layam yati. I have quoted this also earlier, Kaivalya Upanishad. So Vedanta says, the whole world is born out of the higher I. And what is the higher I? Not the body, nor the mind, but the non-variable consciousness. So we have two more shlokas, the 12th shloka and the 9th shloka that we skipped that I will maybe take in the next class and finish it. Yo vedadav swaraprokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakutilinasya yaparasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana. Please stop.